神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
知我心声，恕我心曲。
We're glad to be with you once again.
我们很高兴再次跟你在一起。
And we're going to continue our thoughts on bitterness.
我们要继续的来谈面对苦毒这个事情。
The very word has a sound that makes you feel like it really isn't good.
因为呢，这个在你来讲呢，的感受是很不好的。
There was a certain woman who put her name down to try to get one of the new apartments in an area in the city.
曾经有一个妇女呢，她就去啊，要在城市里面呢买一个公寓，所以她就把她的名字签进去了。
She waited and waited, but was so surprised when one of the young men in her department at work got one.
结果呢，她这样子签了名之后呢，就等着等着，等好久都没有消息。可是没有想到，跟她认识的一个男士呢，却先得到了这个机会。
And she knew he had put his name.On the list after she did.
她明明知道这个男士呢，他是在她之后才去放上名字的。
Something sprung up inside of her.
所以她心里面就很不满。
Why was he chosen?
为什么他就被选上了呢？
After all, she had been on there first, and she should have gotten it first.
我比他先去放上我的名字，我应该是先得到这个机会才对啊。
She kept thinking about that.
就继续地想这个问题。
Until it became almost like a video in her mind, going over and over again.
就每天这样子，就好像在看一个录影带一样，继续地重复地在想这个问题。
She resented those who were selling the apartments, and she resented the young man who got one.
她就开始对那一些分配的这些售屋的这些人呢，开始有一些心里的不满。结果呢，连那个得到房子的那个男士，他也对他不满。
It really hurt her, and she didn't know what to do about it.
那这样的话，对她自己是一个很大的伤害，她也不晓得该怎么办面对。
Bitterness had sprung up in her heart.
因为她心里面已经起了苦毒了。
And now it was becoming a part of her.
那现在变成她整个里面都是苦毒。
You see, bitterness is sort of like insanity.
苦毒呢，简直就像一种神经上、精神上的病。
In saying that, I mean that she actually kept going back and back to get hurt over and over again.
不但是这样呢，而且她自己一次再一次的去伤害她自己。
Now, if we were sensible, we would say, well, I'll just have to wait and I'll have to take another turn and let the thing go. But she wouldn't. She kept going back and back over and over it and becoming more and more bitter.
她如果有理性的话，就想说我就等吧，等到我轮到我的份的时候，我就会拿到了，时间还没有到。但是呢，她不但不是这样想，她呢反而用她的情绪常常想，常常伤害自己。
And of course, she was angry about it.
当然了，越想就越生气了。
She caught herself saying things about that young man that was not good to other people to try to make them feel badly toward him.
甚至呢，她到个地步呢，去跟人家讲那个男士的坏话，好让别人对那男士有一些坏印象。
She actually felt like she needed to get back at him.
好像心里总感觉要报复那个男士。
Strange, isn't it?
很奇怪，对吧？
The young man had nothing to do with it.
那个男士跟他根本就没有冤仇。
But this is what happens to bitterness in our heart.
但是苦毒这样子在心里面就产生这种问题。
But really, what is the basis of this bitterness that we're talking about?
那到底我们在讲的这个苦毒是什么样的一个情况呢？
It's as old as the world is.
它是由来已久的，只要有人就有苦毒。
in a sense, we want to be like God.
基本上人想成为神。
You say that's foolish. That's, what do you mean by that?
那什么意思呢？听起来好像很荒唐。
Well, God is in control of all.
因为神是那个可以掌管一切的。
And there's something inside of us that wants to be in control.
在我们人的心里面呢，总有一种想法，我要掌控一切。
So you say to yourself, what does that mean with bitterness?
那到底这样子跟苦毒有什么关系呢?
You wanted the fact that this lady wanted this house. She signed up for it. She was waiting for it. And yet it didn't happen. And what she felt like, what she wanted should have happened.
这个女士她已经签了名要买这个公寓，结果呢，她认为是应该会得到的，却没有得到，目前还没有得到，所以呢，她就觉得她失控了。
So let's look at the mentality of the victim. It's called a victim mentality.
让我们来看一看所谓的受害者的思想。
Now let us look back at our illustration of the woman.
我们再回到这个妇女的这个例子。
With the bitterness, she feels like she has been a victim of somebody doing something wrong toward her.
她的想法是她是一个别人错待她的，她是一个受害者。
With this bitterness, she carries the feeling that, oh me, I'm a victim, poor me. It's not my fault, but here they've done something against me.
她基本的思想是说呢，我真是可怜了，我又没有做错事，可是呢，别人却这样子来错待我。
Sometimes when someone's done something to us, maybe 20 years before, we'll say, if it hadn't been for them, my life would have been different.
然后呢，就像有时候我们会这样想说，如果在20年前某某人不是对我这样的话，那我今天就会好多了。
And it seems like many times people who have this bitterness resents the fact and blames others for it.
通常呢，有这种苦毒的产生之后呢，就马上会责怪别人。
So you may really be hurt. She was very hurt about what has happened. But we have to realize that life is filled with pain.
当然呢，这样的结果没有得到房子的心理是很受伤害的。但是我们要知道人生里面常常会有这种事情发生。
You see, we have to recognize that we have to take responsibility for our choices.
基本上我们要为我们的选择来负责任。
If you want to keep thinking about what someone has done to you, what someone has done to you, and go over the pain of it over and over, that's your choice.
如果你一直要这样子重复的去想某某人对我怎么样，对我怎么样的话，那是你选择要这样子想。
And sometimes, instead of just this one act, you begin to feel the world is against you.
有时候呢，你这样子重复的想之后，你发现呢，好像整个外围世界上的人呢，都在抵挡你。
They're always doing something to hurt me.
总是做一些事情呢，要你受伤害。
Trust is gone. You don't even trust anymore.
这样的话，你就不再信任了。
So you see, a simple act that we allow bitterness to come in, and we allow ourselves to think that we're a victim that somebody's done to us, it can change.Course of our life, and it can really color our life.
所以由于一件事情就使你在思想上面有这样子的一个模式之后呢，你就会觉得你是一个受害者，然后因为这样的心态在你的人生里面会带着一种异色的眼光来看各种事情。
So the person says, I'm not going to forgive. I'm going to hold this. You see, by remembering it,They think they're protecting themselves against it happening again.
一个人当他有不好的感受伤害的时候呢，不想放掉他，就一直怀着他，有一种基本想法就是我这样子才会保护我自己，才不会防止事情再发生。
I've been hurt once, but it's not going to happen again.
已经发生一次了，我不会让它再发生了。
So we see a person that then, as I said before, they become one that just doesn't trust anymore.
像我说的，这样的人呢，以后呢，不会再信任了。
You see, they keep remembering the pain and the injustice, and they keep it before them to try, foolishly, to protect themselves.
基本上这是一种把过去的经验，那种痛苦的、不公平的经验放在心里面。 怀在心里面，想说这样子就可以保护自己，不会再受伤害。
And you see, eventually it becomes very twisted and distorted in our mind.
那以至于呢，就会对你的思想，你的那个脑筋里面思考的模式呢，做一种扭曲。
Now, I have talked to you about some of the things that happens to you when you allow bitterness to come in your life.
我曾经跟你讲过，如果你容许苦毒存在你的心里面，你的生命当中的话，有哪些事情会发生？
In the Bible, they tell us about a king. His name was Saul.
在圣经里面有一个王，国王叫做扫罗。
Saul did something wrong, and another one was chosen to be king.
在扫罗他做错事情之后呢，另外一个王就被拣选要来代替他的位置。
Now the other one was just a young boy.
那这个另外一个王呢，被拣选说只是一个少年人。
And at one time, Saul loved this boy.
在一段时间里面，扫罗很爱这个少年人。
Now bitterness came in his heart.
但是心里面却有苦毒发生了。
And as that bitterness grew, it grew into a murderous spirit.
这种苦毒呢，竟然营造到一个地步呢，想要伤害，要杀害对方。
David was singing for him using the harp, beautiful music, for David could sing well, it seemed.
当这个大卫这个年少的这个青年人呢，他在扫罗面前为他弹琴，唱歌给他听的时候。
So by this, in his heart, this terrible bitterness turned to murder as he threw a knife at David.
扫罗心里面的苦毒就产生了一个要谋杀的意念，把一只刀子呢就丢向大卫。
Do you mean to say that you think, you may ask me, that I might turn to murder?
是不是这样子？如果是我有苦毒的话，我就会有这种谋杀的一个倾向呢？
I'm saying it depends on the situation and how bitter you are.
那就要看你的苦毒到底有多深有多少，而且呢情况怎么样。
Maybe you're very bitter at your wife.
比如说呢，你对你的妻子呢心里面存着很多的苦毒。
And more and more this bitterness grows.
这个苦毒越来就越多。
She tries to control everything about your life.
因为呢，你的太太常常想要操纵你。
The anger builds.
所以里面的恼恨也越来越大。
The thoughts that you have played over and over in your mind.
在你的思想里面常常在重复的想的那些事情呢，越来越频繁。
Until one day is too much for you.
有一天你已经受不了了。
And she again is really making you feel badly.
又再一次去让你感觉到那种很不好的感受。
And before you know it, you pick up something and hit her in the head with it.
在你都还没有想清楚之前呢，你就已经拿起一个东西呢，敲了她的身体，她的头。
You say that's ridiculous.
你说这个怎么可能呢？
I would never do anything like that.
我绝对不会做这种事情。
My friend, you don't know what you will do until you are in certain situations.
事实上，朋友们，你没有在那个情况里面，你不知道你会不会做一件事情。
With bitterness in your heart, it is something almost like a snake. It just wiggles around until suddenly it may strike when you don't realize that it's striking.
心里存的苦毒就像里面有一条在盘旋的爬行的这个蛇一样，它本来是在地上爬行的，突然间要攻击的时候，它就会挺起它的头来。
So you've got to do something about it.
那这样的话我们要采取行动。
You've got to get this bitterness out of your life.
所以这个苦毒一定要把它弃绝掉。
And you have to make a choice.
你必须要做一个选择。
You say, what choices are you talking about?
到底是什么选择呢？
We go back to something that we've talked about many, many times.
我们常常会回到那个我们常常谈的这个话题。
And it's the only hope for bitterness.
那也是唯一对苦毒可以处理的希望。
But you say, what is that?
到底是什么？
Forgiveness.
那就是宽恕原谅。
Oh, you say, you talk about that a lot.
那当然我们谈很多宽恕的事情。
My friend, this is at the heart of many, many problems.
你知道吗？不宽恕是心里的心病的很大的一个因素。
Maybe you don't understand what forgiveness is.
或许你根本不懂什么是宽恕。
You might say, if I forgive them, I'm giving in to them, accepting what they did.
或许你说，如果我原谅他的话，等于说我就让步了，我好像接受了。
You may say, they hurt me, why should I forgive them?
伤害的是他们，为什么是我去原谅他们呢？
You say, I will not admit defeat. I'm not going to call in my heart a truce or to say I'm going to forgive them.
通常我们会这样想，我才不愿意成为好像是那个失败者，我不愿意把这个事实呢变成一个我去原谅他的一个事实。
You see, this is that part of us that wants to be in control.
那这个是因为我们想要操纵。
This is the part that is a victim or a person who pities themselves for what has happened.
这是受害者自怜的一个情况。
I'm not being unkind because I know you can get hurt very deeply.
我不是在这里对你有一些什么样的一个斥责，但是呢，我知道，我真的是知道你心里面受的伤害很大。
If you carry this hurt around, though, my friends, it's going to get deeper and deeper, and it's going to be worse on you.
我只恐怕如果你继续的这样子来怀这个苦毒的话，越来会越深，对你的伤害可能越来越大。
The woman I gave you for an example, you see, she felt like she was hurt so bad, but you know the young man wasn't hurt, and the manager of the apartments were not hurt.So you see, the only one that suffers was that person.
你看这个妇女，她啊登记房子这个妇女呢，她这样子做，那个卖房子的人也没有受到什么样的伤害。这个得到房子这个年轻人呢，虽然被他说坏话，他也不会怎么样。所以唯一受伤害的，唯一受损的是他自己。
So you see, no matter how bad you feel or who did it to you.You are going to suffer, and you must find a way out of this suffering.
我的意思是说呢，不管是谁伤害了你，或你的伤害有多深，你一定要走出这个伤害。
And as I said before, it is in forgiveness, and I want to give you three parts of forgiveness.
那我讲的答案就是你要宽恕，你要释怀宽恕。那我要把三个重点跟你讲。
You see, first, it is to relent or give up the right to strike back.
第一个，你要先放弃你那个好像反击的这样的一个权利。
So you see, when someone does something to you, if immediately in your heart you are able and capable to say through your will, I'm just not going to let this thing bother me.
当你受到攻击或受伤害的时候呢，你从你心里面的这个意愿呢做一个决定，我不想让这个事情来干扰我。
So your first step in forgiveness today is to really say to yourself, okay, I'm finished with my retaliation. I'm finished with all these pictures in my mind. I am not going to hurt and I'm not going to strike back.
意思是说呢，当你有了这一些印象或影像在你的心里的时候呢，你做一个决定说好，那我不管我感受怎么样，我不想反击。
When I was younger, I was taking care, I was a pastor of a church.
我年轻的时候是教会的牧师。
It was about 90 miles from my mother and father's home.
我的家，我工作的地方呢，跟我爸爸住的地方大概有90英里。
I went home on that Saturday to do some shopping in the city.
就在一个周末的时候呢，我回去，然后呢，我要去买一些东西。
I went into the store, but before I went in, my mother reminded me that we didn't have much time because she had to get home and cook my father's dinner.
那因为呢，我妈妈跟我坐在车上，她就跟我说呢，你买东西可以，但是别用太多时间，我需要回去做饭给爸爸吃。
So I quickly went into the store and picked up a few things off of the shelf.
我就很快的跑进这个店里面，然后拿了我要的东西。
But what I really wanted was in a case where a salesman would have to help me to open the case and to look at it.
但是我要的东西呢，需要这个售货员帮我把它从盒子里面拿出来。
But he was working with someone else.
那但是这个售货员没有空，他在帮别人。
I waited and waited and waited.
我等着等着。
And then I thought, I don't have any more time.
我就想说我没时间了。
So I quickly went back and I put all the articles back on the shelf.
我就赶快把我买的东西呢再放回去了。
Then I hurried out the door to meet my mother.
我就赶快走出门要去我的妈妈的车上。
When I got outside of the door, a man stopped me.
当我走到门口的时候呢有一个人就阻挡了我。
He said, okay, let me see the things that you have stolen.
他说来让我看一看你的袋子里面偷的东西。
I looked at him, I was dumbfounded. I didn't know what he was talking about.
我看着他我简直心里面是愣住了。
He said, I saw you take those things.
我看到你拿了那些东西。
Now here, they're not allowed to search you on the street. They have to take you back to the manager's office to search you.
在我们这里的城规呢是当他们发现你有偷窃行为的时候要把你带到他们的主任的这样的一个办公室里面去来收你的身体。
But he made me open my bags. There wasn't anything in them.
他就开始搜查看他的袋子。
He even asked me to open my pocketbook.
甚至呢我的包包也要打开。
When he saw that I didn't have anything, oh, you ought to see, he just turned around and walked away. He knew he was in real trouble.
当他这样子一搜查不出什么东西的时候呢，他心里知道他理亏了，他做错事的，他就赶快走开。
I didn't say anything to my mother until I got home. And I sat down in a chair and I began to cry.
我就这样子回家，我在车上没有说什么，但是我一回到家坐下来就开始哭。
I told my mother what happened at this store.
我跟我妈妈说呢，在店里发生的事情。
She immediately called one of her friends who called her brother who was a lawyer.
那我妈妈马上打一个跟她很亲的，就像兄弟一样的一个律师打电话给她。
Now this was a very big store that had stores in other parts of the country.
我刚才去的那个商店是一个很大的商店，而且呢，它在别的国家也有分店。
I had every right to be able to sue this company.
基本上我有很大的权利可以来控告这个公司。
But I knew they hadn't hurt me. It had just hurt me to think that anyone would think that I would steal something.
其实他们也没有伤害我什么，唯一的伤害就是让我好像自尊心上感觉很非常的难过，怎么会把我想成小偷呢？
I didn't want to hurt that young man.
我不想伤害那个年轻人。
And so I said, let's just forget it.
我就说就让他去吧，不要管了。
Which we did.
那我们真的就这样做了。
You see, I could have been very resentful at that young man.
我可以对那个年轻人非常的怀恨。
I could have made him lose his job.
我甚至可以让他失去他的工作。
But in my heart, there was no resentment.
但是我的心里面呢，并没有恼恨。
I knew it was just one of those things that happens in life.
我把它想成是一种在人生里面有时候会有这种就是误差的这种事情发生。
He accused me unjustly.
他用一个不公义的方法，就是一个不正确的方法来控告我。
You see, we have to this is the type of thing that I'm talking about with forgiveness.
那我讲的就是这样子的一个宽恕。
Now, the second step in this thing called forgiveness, it means replacing the feelings of resentment and anger with goodwill and showing that person, if you can, and that you're all right and doing the very best you can toward them.
第二个部分的宽恕呢，就是呢你对于对方的态度，你也是选择一种善待的态度，尽力的去面对对方，而且呢，让他知道我很好。
You say that's impossible.
或许你说这怎么可能
？No, not really. If that lady that I talked to you about had gone to work and she heard that this young man had gotten his apartment, immediately she may have been hurt.She may have gone home and that hurt would have continued. But if she had been able, through the grace of God, she could have said, I'm going to congratulate him.
比如说刚才我讲的这个登记房子的妇女，那她刚开始呢，接受这个消息说这个男士先得到房子的时候呢，她虽然受到伤害，借着神恩典的帮助，她可以这样子说，那我要去跟她恭贺。
So the next morning, she would have gone to the office, and she would have said, I heard you got one of those nice apartments. I want to congratulate you. I have my name in, and I'm waiting for mine.
这个妇女她可以在隔天的早上做这样的决定，然后当她上班的时候，这位男士的同事呢，他向她恭贺，跟她说呢，我也有登记，但是呢，我还在等我的。
But you might say, that wasn't fair. Why should she have to congratulate him? She was done an injustice.
或许你马上说呢，我怎么可能呢？我自己是那个吃亏的人，我怎么可能去跟他恭贺呢？
Whoever said that life was fair?
谁跟你说这个生命一定要公平呢？
I don't think there's any of us that couldn't say there has been an injustice done to us.
我相信没有一个人可以这样说，我的人生里面从来没有不公平的事情。
Now, the third thing in this forgiveness plan is that you go to that person and try to renew relationships between them. Now, this doesn't really have to do with our example, but this is part of forgiveness.
那我讲到第三步的你的这个宽恕的过程呢，就是想办法去重新建立你跟对方的一个关系。
This is when the bitterness is toward someone that is a relationship with you, and it's maybe in a long-term bitterness, but it's wonderful when you can release yourself of this.
因为呢，这个是针对你啊，曾经受过一个人很久以来的这种伤害，所以呢，如果你可以这样做的话，重新跟他建立关系的话，那你就好像把自己从这苦毒里面释放出来了。
Now, we know that forgiveness does not correct the fault or the offense.
那我们知道宽恕本身并不代表说呢，就是好像就抹消了过去的事实。
But it frees you. It frees you from that unforgiven bitterness in your heart.
但是会让你得到自由跟释放，从这种苦毒那些很不好的这样的一个境况下面释放出来。
And it gives you peace in your heart.
让你的心里面有平安，有宁静。
It's letting go of all the resentment.
清除你所有的恼恨。
It helps you to give up that feeling that you want to harm or punish the other person.
这样呢，对你想要给对方那种报复或者伤害他的这个意念呢，就会淡掉，就会没有了。
You say, but that's too high a price for me.
或许你说呢，这样子我付出代价太多了吧。
I know sometimes because of our pride, it seems like a high price. But let me tell you, what you get in return for forgiveness, there is no price too great.
或许因为我们心里面的这种自尊心或者是骄傲呢，我们不肯这样做。但是你要知道，当你这样做之后，你所得的回这种报酬呢，是没有，是无价的，是你买不到的。
You must choose to do this.
所以你本身要做一个决定，选择要不要这样做。
We do not go by our feelings.
不是靠着你的，不是凭着你的感觉。
But by our will.
而是靠凭着你的意志的决定。
And there's only one that can help you.
只有一个可以帮助你。
And that is Jesus.
那就是主耶稣。
He forgave, he can help you.
因为他曾经原谅了你，宽恕了我们，所以呢，他也可以帮助你来宽恕人。
You see, when you forgive, you're not the victim anymore. You're the one that is victorious.
当你愿意宽恕的时候，你不再是一个受害者，而是一个得胜者。
And so we see that as Jesus said, if you want to be forgiven,You must forgive.
耶稣说过，如果你要得到父神的饶恕，你也要懂得怎么样饶恕人。
And so he was our great example.
所以主耶稣已经跟我们立下很大的榜样。
Trust him.
你就信靠他，然后可以饶恕人。
恕我心曲这个节目是由美国佛桌传道协会提供，由金炉牧师为您主讲，林真华语翻译。如果您有什么问题需要我们为您分担，请您来信写明你的姓名住址，然后你寄到台湾高雄，台湾省高低的高，英雄的雄，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，你写林真双木林 真假的真，林真收就可以了。我们会尽快的跟您回信。